And finally, we want to lay some music on you, but we won't be putting you to sleep with a list of holiday favorites. Meet Blackfire.
It's getting hotter, harder to breathe. Why should I calm down? I know I've been deceived. Like oceans of regret, all these questions rise. Will they drown with our mistakes, or will they learn to fly?
She said it's over.
That's the track Overwhelming from the group's latest album, Silence is a Weapon. Really like that song. This is a Diné, or Navajo, Native American rock band made up of three siblings, Janita, Clayson, and Klee Benali. Their lyrics carry messages about government oppression, relocation of indigenous people, and human rights. I'm joined now by all three siblings, Big, Little, and Middle, from member station KNAU in Flagstaff, Arizona. Welcome to Tell Me More.
Yate, thank you.
Clayson, let me start with you, and let's start at the beginning. How did you guys decide you were going to be a band?
Oh, the long, sad story. So, we, of course, you know, as children growing up in an area where we didn't have a lot of resources, we, you know, had a lot of musical influences from our father, who was a traditional Navajo singer, Diné Hatathli, and, you know, we'd always use our voice, you know, to sing and express ourselves in that way. And then my mom, she's a folk singer, songwriter, quite the opposite of my dad, growing up from the Greenwich Village music scene and bringing all those different elements together. You know, we always knew that we could express ourselves with music, with song, and we started writing our own material, and we just naturally became Blackfire.
What's the name Blackfire mean?
In our language, we say contagion, which is a warning. And when the enemy was coming near a long time ago, you would put a blanket over a fire, and that black plume of smoke sent up is called contagion, which translates into black fire. But also, where we come from on Black Mesa, there is a coal mine that sadly we've grown up with. We've grown up protesting it. We've witnessed people having black lung and the forced relocation of over 14,000 of our people since the 1970s.
So if
you know, it's actually interesting that you said that, and I want to bring Klee in because I don't want him to feel left out. But I'm curious as to whether your activism caused you to start the band, or if you had already started the band and then decided to use the music as part of your activism.
When we first started playing music, we really didn't intend on, you know, a specific genre, but when we first heard punk music like the Subhumans, mm-hmm. the Dead Kennedys, the Ramones, Crass, we could connect not only to the energy and the rawness, but the fact that there was political content, there was a message there that was being driven by emotional content we could connect to. And growing up, faced with addressing forced relocation, faced with environmental degradation, and hardly anybody outside of our own community was talking about these issues. So in order to challenge, to confront, and expose these issues, we chose to put it out there.
I want to play another cut. This one's from your One Nation Under album called What Do You See?
You can go as far as any road you take, but how can you get anywhere if you stand in your own way? Take it for what you can. You take for granted what you don't understand. What do you see?
I believe we hear a man. Well, I don't want to call it whooping because it's not whooping, but the average listener might think, what on earth is that? Janita, talk to me about what we're hearing in that song.
That beautiful sound that you hear is our father singing traditional song in our language. And it's talking about how it's important to be rooted in our culture, to understand who we are, mm-hmm. So that way we know where we're going in life.
I think that, this is Clayson here, a lot of our culture has solutions to the complexities that we find ourselves in today, you know, from global warming. You know, if we look back to who we are our cultural identity. We've lived in balance with this earth and environment as indigenous peoples for, you know, generations upon generations. And that link is still there. There's a connection that we have with our culture. If we lose our languages, if we lose who we are, our identity, then a part of those teachings is lost forever. So that's one important thing that we've learned and that we try to communicate with Blackfire.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Diné Navajo Native American rock band Blackfire, who are led by Janita Clayson and Clee Benali. I want to play another song, and you guys didn't write this one. This is written by guitarist Woody Guthrie, and here's a little of Mean Things Happening in This World.
Look at the big one across the sea. I'm sure that you'll agree. There's mean things happening in this world. I ain't got a crying time. I'm not worried all the time. There's mean things happening in this world. There's mean things happening in this world.
So Clee, how did you guys end up recording this?
It's a wonderful story of connecting with Nora Guthrie, Woody Guthrie's daughter, who has embarked on this project to bring life, bring new life into unpublished, unreleased Woody Guthrie lyrics. And Woody Guthrie, of course, he wrote the song This Land Is Your Land. We always change the words to This Land Is Stolen Land, but he was a very prolific songwriter and had only really recorded a handful of the songs that he had written. So we had the great opportunity of going to the Woody Guthrie archives and finding a couple of songs. And this one really resonated with us because at the time, of course, you know, we're looking at the invasion of Iraq and the war in Afghanistan. And this song was written over 60 years ago. It was actually an old sharecropper's song that was sort of reconfigured by Woody Guthrie, rewritten, and turned into an anti-war song. So we really felt that that was had a lot of meaning to us, and we needed to communicate it, especially because it doesn't. It's sort of depressing. First, you know, that 60 years ago the song was written, it has meaning today, but it also reminds us in a very powerful way that we're connected to a movement that didn't just start in the 60s or, you know, 60 years ago. That's a movement that's being carried forward today by people who care about healthy communities and peace.
Well, thanks for taking the time to speak with us. Is there a song that you want to go out on?
Silence Is a Weapon would be great because right now Leonard Peltier, a political prisoner, an indigenous person who's a warrior who stood up to defend his land and his people, has been incarcerated for more than half of his life for a crime he did not commit. And that song is a reflection from words that he shared.
Janita Clayson and Clee Benali are founders of the rock band Blackfire, and they joined us from Flagstaff, Arizona. Thanks very much for coming and sharing your activism and music with us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, ma.
To find out more about Blackfire, please go to npr.org, then to Programs, and click on Tell Me More. And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Bracton Booker, Bridget DeShagas, Monica Efstatieva, Lee Hill, Zishan Jiwani, Sunaz Meshkinpour, Veronica Miller, Emily Oxenschlager, and Amy Ta. Our editors are Kyle McKinnon and Grant Clark. Our director is Arjun Hutchins. Our senior producer is Alicia Montgomery. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones, with help from Neil Tebolt. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment, with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The senior supervising editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. And the supervising senior producer is Tashima Walker. And remember to tell us more. You always go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. I'm Allison Keyes. You've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.